This week, a new Talk Business Hendrix College poll was released asking Arkansas voters about the Affordable Care Act, medicinal marijuana, and the possible expansion of Arkansas's Medicaid program. With me on the phone is one of the creators of the poll, Roby Brock from TalkBusiness.net. Roby, thanks for your time.
Good to be with you, Kyle.
The poll results here, a bit of a head-scratcher for me.
It certainly showcases Arkansas voters and their independence, which we are famous for over the years. But yeah, I mean, you've got opposition to federal health care reform, some lukewarmness towards the expanding the state's Medicaid program, and then you seem to have a fighting chance of seeing some passage of the Compassion Care Act, the Medical Marijuana Act. So, yeah, a little bit of a head-scratcher.
Well, let's start with that question about medicinal marijuana. The question was asked, if it were on the ballot, would you vote to allow for medical marijuana sales? Almost dead even. 47% of the respondents, yes. 46% no. Small percentage, about 7%, said they didn't know. That seems to be counterintuitive to me.
Yeah, it's. I think there's a couple of takeaways here. You've got, first of all, this has been a national debate for quite some time, so it's not like it's new to Arkansas or really any other state in the country, because we've seen these pushes nationally, and it's certainly been a subject of discussion. So, thus, I think you got a small undecided ranks there. I was very surprised to see that it was almost dead even, like you said. And what's really telling is when you crawl down into the crosstabs, where we look at the different demographics and how they respond, much more favorable response from Democrats, much more unfavorable response from Republicans. Much more favorable response from younger voters, much more opposition from older voters. Those things on the surface tend to tell you things that might be a little bit more predictable or less of a head-scratcher. But when it all comes down to it, that issue has some traction, and it could be a very interesting debate if it gets on the ballot. I still think it's a big long shot for it to get on the ballot. They have to make up 26,000 signatures in the next 30 days, and that's a pretty big hurdle to clear.
You also asked possible or potential voters about the Affordable Care Act, which, of course, was upheld earlier this summer by the United States Supreme Court. The question was, should opponents step aside and let implementation happen, or should opponents continue to block implementation? It wasn't close in Arkansas. 58% said continue to try to block it.
Yeah, we modeled that question off of a national survey question that got almost the exact opposite response. The Kaiser Family Foundation came out a couple of weeks ago with a very similar question and showed about 58% said that people should move on, that this is the law of the land now, quit blocking implementation and move forward. And like you said, we see quite the opposite in Arkansas. It's there is just a real recalcitrance to an objection to letting this thing go forward in Arkansas, and we're going to see that play out, I think, at the congressional-level races. I think we're going to see that play out at the state-level races, and it's clearly an issue where Arkansans still feel really strongly in opposition to federal health care reform. And I think there's a variety of different factors of why that is. Again, when you kind of drill down in those demographics and those crosstabs, you see a lot of support among Democrats. You see a lot of support among African Americans for moving forward. You see a lot of resistance from Republicans, which is pretty predictable. But you also see a lot of resistance from independent voters, and that's kind of really the swing on those numbers, because almost by a 2-to-1 margin, independents are opposed to moving forward on this. So it's still a big issue that resonates with voters in the Republican spectrum and the independent spectrum, and that poses some challenges for Democrats.
But the next question you asked, whether Arkansas should expand Medicaid, which is one of the tenets of the Affordable Care Act, it's much closer. 42.5% say yes to the expansion, 46.5% say no.
Yeah, and there's a little bit larger undecided on that one. It was about 11%, which is bigger than we saw in some of the other questions that we asked. And so I think that there's some room for movement from the different sides and their arguments on that one. I think you could see opponents of Medicaid expansion make some convincing arguments and strengthen their numbers. I think you could see the supporters of a Medicaid expansion articulate their position and persuade some voters to their side. I think that one's still pretty iffy, and there still seems to be this disconnect between the Medicaid program and that connection to the federal health care law. I think if you ask that question a little more straightforward of connecting the dots, I think we mentioned it, but I think if you made it a little bit stronger argument, you'd see those numbers shift. And again, if you didn't mention any ties to the Federal Health Care Act, you might actually see the numbers go in a different direction. So messaging is going to be very important on that. I suspect that state legislators on both sides of the political aisle, as well as Governor Beebe and his administration, will be looking at those numbers and crawling through those crosstabs and really thinking about how they message that debate, because it's an important one, and it's one that clearly there is some room for persuasion for voters on that.
With both state chambers potentially shifting in November, state legislature, do you think that that question about expansion of Medicaid will be a factor in the November elections?
I think it will. I don't think it'll be the only factor, but I think it'll be a factor. Republicans are going to frame this debate as growth in the government, growth in the federal government, growth in the state government, and the fact that if you accept this money from the feds for this Medicaid expansion, you're contributing to the national debt, the national deficit. That's going to kind of be their that's going to be kind of their talking point on that. Democrats really haven't articulated a very clear message other than to say the money is going to be spent one way or the other. Your federal taxes are collected and distributed, and it's going to go towards Medicaid expansion. If you opt out, we're going to send your money to Kansas or California or New York or Massachusetts or Florida or some other state. So, you know, does that resonate with a voter? You know, which one makes a more compelling or stronger argument? I really think that's what it comes down to. And I don't think we've seen clearly developed messages from either side on this right now. I think they're still testing some of what plays best. And I think they're also still trying to just get a whole grip on what the Medicaid expansion might mean for Arkansas. We've seen some study numbers come out. We've seen you know, I just think there's still a lot of questions. The governor has questions. Lawmakers have questions. There's still a lot of unanswered parts of that Medicaid expansion. And so until I think some of that shapes up a little bit, we might not see people taking really harsh positions or unmovable positions. I've talked to some Republican legislators who you would think would be adamantly opposed to it, and I think initially they are, but they will leave wiggle room for we may do some, you know, we're not closed-minded on all of this. So I think there's some room for compromise on Medicaid expansion, and you may see them not go as far as the federal law allows, but not sit tight and block the thing completely. We may find some middle ground on that.
You can find out much more about this latest Talk Business Hendricks College poll at talkbusiness.net. Roby, thank you so much.
Great to be with you, Kyle.